Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and you can reach right into the studio right now and speak directly with us at 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or some issue you're dealing with and you'd like to discuss it, well, now's the time to call 844-322-2742. In the U.S. and Canada, it's a toll-free call, and you could call now because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Well, that really is our goal, to help you hear, believe, and live out the good news of Jesus Christ. And, boy, we want nothing more for you than you to find your place of rest in Jesus Christ, to really grow in grace and in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus, and learn how to live out who you are as a child of God in this world of darkness. Now, that takes some courage and guts, but empowered by God's Spirit and fully resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ, that courage will come. And boy, you will just really enjoy being able to stand out in this world today as light in this world of darkness. And to that end, we've created this great resource. It's My Top 10. So My Top 10 Favorite Passages out of the Word of God, the top 10 passages God used to help me find my place of rest, to help me grow in the grace of God, and to help me live out who I am as a child of God. So we want to put this resource in your hands. It's available this month for a gift to Basic Gospel. And so it's our way of saying thanks, and we want to put it in your hands. So take advantage of this resource. It will be a blessing to you. It will really help get your 2020 off on a great start.
Yeah.
So call right now, 844-322-2742, to request your copy. Michelle is here. We'll take your order for that, or go to our website at basicgospel.net. Mm-hmm. All the information is there, isn't it, Bob?
Absolutely. Basicgospel.net, a prominent donate link right there on the homepage. We hope you'll take advantage of it and come alongside of us and partner with us in this gospel of Jesus Christ, this gospel of grace. Well, again, 844-322-2742 is the number to call right now. Calls coming in, so Bob, right?
Straight to our phone calls. We're gonna start in Beaumont, California, and talk with Pat. Hi, Pat.
Well, actually, this is Christopher in Beaumont, but this is Rockville, Texas.
Hey, Pat, you're on the line.
Hello. Hey, how you doing? I've got a question about. I know there's heaven in the New Testament. They teach about, or Paul says about crowns, and I believe there's different levels in heaven. But how about hell? Do you believe that there's different degrees, maybe different levels in hell? And if you do, could you maybe find a Bible verse that backs it up? And I appreciate it, and thank you all for doing a good job.
Well, thanks, Pat. Thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it. As far as finding a Bible verse, you're not going to find one, because there isn't any that speaks of different levels of hell. We see a story in Luke 16 where we see somebody that's in the upper regions of Hades, somebody that's saved, and then you see a chasm, and then you see somebody in the lower regions. Well, that upper region was the holding place, was paradise, until that changed and became heaven, so to speak. When we die, when we're absent from the body and present with the Lord, we go to heaven. We go to be with the Lord where he is right now. So that's the only passage that I could think of that would even lead somebody to think there were different levels. But when you read the story, you realize, no, there's not different levels of hell. There's not different levels of punishment. Now, Pat, Dante's Inferno, that's that book that he wrote, and his section on hell, he depicts hell with, I think, 9 different levels. And so that really stuck into the conscience of society way back then. And that's kind of been pushed forward, brought forward. So many people have an understanding of hell based on Dante's Inferno, not on the Word of God. But when you look at the Word of God, you see that the place for those who reject Jesus Christ, who do not respond to that offer of grace, just simply are going to experience everlasting death, eternal death. And that's the equal punishment for all who reject Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you very much, and y'all doing a great job spreading the gospel. Well, thank you.
Well, thanks, Pat. Thanks for your call. Great question today.
Absolutely. Well, we have an open line for you, friends, 844-322-2742.
Well, let's go to Beaumont, California, and talk with Christopher. Hi, Christopher.
How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Not too bad. So I'm a homeschool student over here in Beaumont, California, and I have a couple of friends that are going to public school. And I've been fascinated with the Crusades and what happened in Jerusalem. And it's apparent that they're teaching in public school that the Crusades were unnecessary and that they now consider them hate crimes against the Islamic Muslim Turks and all that happened out there. And I'm just wondering if I can get a second opinion on that, because I know that was a kind of Christian Catholicism event that happened. It was led by the Pope and some of the earlier churches.
Well, there was religious, fingerprints all over that from both sides, from the Catholic side, from the Muslim side. They wanted control of that holy land, and for various reasons. So the Muslims believe that Muhammad took this magical horse ride up into heaven, and that's where a lot of information was imparted to him. That launching of that particular ride happened at the Temple Mount. So they look at that as a sacred holy place. So they want control of it. And certainly the Catholics, back in the Crusade days, they were saying, hey, this Jerusalem, it's ours. And we need to wrestle that back out of the hands of the Muslims who are now in charge, who are now in control. So a lot of it was a power-based thing. We need to be in control of this land. We need to claim it for ourselves. And, a lot happened that under the banner of religion, but not necessarily under the banner of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there's a big difference there, Christopher, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Yeah, so
all right.
There's lots of things that are done under the banner of religion that don't fit into the gospel. But the gospel will lead you to a point and realize, as Jesus said to the woman at the well, it's not the place that we worship. What God is interested in is that we worship him in spirit and in truth. That's where the gospel leads us, to something that transcends kind of an earthly home. And it goes to the point of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. So that's where the gospel is going to lead us. So those crusades, when you look back in history, I think many people will look back and that's a black mark on the Christian church and Christianity. And the reason is because it was done under the banner of religion, not the banner of the gospel.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
All right, great. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah. Well, Christopher, thanks for your call today. I love your curiosity and love your desire to learn and grow in the grace of God, and would love to send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, you hold on. I think you will really identify with the stories. I understand you're a high school student. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I think you will identify with a lot of my stories and some of the struggles and things that I went through as a high school student and a college student. So let me put you on hold, and we'll send that to you. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Yeah, hang on.
Thanks, Christopher. Very insightful question from Christopher. We love hearing from him. Friends, we'd love to hear from you as well. That number, 844-322-2742. We have plenty of open lines right now. If you're hearing the live broadcast, it's about 9 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time. Well, it is the live broadcast, and you can call and reach right into the studio and speak with us directly, as Christopher did, and as Pat did. So give us a call, 844-322-2742.
Well, let's go to our callers. And
yes,
we have this that came in overnight.
I was wondering if people are even cursed because my husband took our name in vain. He died about 14 years ago. Two of my adult children committed suicide. One was about 7 years ago, one was about 14 years ago.
Well, bless your heart, and you've been through a lot of pain, and if people didn't quite understand the question, she was asking about curses. Do we believe in curses? And she's experienced some trauma in her life. It's some trials and tribulations, a husband that died 14 years ago and died kind of cursing the name of the Lord. Two children that committed suicide, and there's a lot of pain there. You can certainly hear that. But as far as curses, I think our chapter and our passage to look at comes from Galatians chapter 3. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse. So if you're looking to the law, if you're looking to any religious activity to try to earn God's love and acceptance, you're going to be under a curse. Why? Because the law's purpose was to show us our sinfulness. The law's purpose was to give us the knowledge of sin so that we could turn to Christ for salvation. So he goes on to say, cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. So we're under the condemnation. We all come into this world under the condemnation of the law of sin and death. That's our curse. Well, Jesus Christ hung on a cross. He was cursed in our place so that we could be set free and experience new life in him. And that's what it says. Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. But the law is not of faith. Rather, the one who does them shall live by them. So Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree, so that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. So the lost world is under a curse. It's identified as the condemnation of the law of sin and death. Jesus Christ broke that curse and now offers life to anyone who will receive him. So anyone who receives Christ Jesus is brought out from underneath that curse. You cross over from death, and that's the curse, to life. That's the blessing in Christ Jesus. So, no, I don't believe in, like, generational curses and all of those sort of things. That I believe in the curse of the law as the Scripture declares it. I believe that Jesus Christ broke that curse by redeeming us. I believe that we were brought out from underneath that curse of the law through faith in Jesus Christ.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. We're glad you're with us. And if we have about 13 past 3 Central Time, while you're hearing the live broadcast, we want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. Plenty of open lines right now. 844-322-2742. If you would like to start each day being reminded of the truth of your identity in Jesus Christ, well, we think one of the very best ways is to click subscribe on the upper left corner of any page of our website, basicgospel.net. And when you do, our daily devotional will arrive in your email box every morning, reminding you that you are a dearly beloved child of God. So click subscribe, upper left corner of the website, basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in overnight as well. Let's listen.
Hi, this is Dan, and I would like to know exactly when they say being born again, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean John 3:16, or what exactly does it mean? I'd like the exact definition. Thank you very much. Bye.
Well, Dan, that's a great question. Jesus did say you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God. But all of that, as far as we're concerned, we simply believe the gospel. We simply believe that Jesus came into this world, that he died for our sins according to scriptures. We believe that he was buried and that on the third day he was raised back to life, and then he ascended to the right hand of God the Father. That's the gospel. That's the good news story. And we simply believe. And in that belief, something happens to you and me. The Bible says that we're made alive together with Christ. Those of us who were dead in trespasses and sins have been made alive together with Christ. We're made a new creation in Christ Jesus. And then the Spirit of God is sent to us to indwell us. So that's what new birth is all about. So we cross over from death to life. The Spirit of God indwells us. We become new creatures in Christ Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
That's what it means to be born again. And I know there's a lot of people that tune in to Christian radio. They're looking for answers. They feel an emptiness inside of them. And today, let me just extend an invitation to anyone out there who may be feeling lost or empty, wondering what's wrong with them. Well, what's wrong is that you're dead spiritually and you need life. And Jesus Christ came into this world to make you alive together with him. So today, would you believe the gospel of Jesus Christ? Would you believe that he died for your sins according to scriptures, that he took away that thing that brought death into this world? He took away your sins, and he's not counting those against you, that he buried to put an end to your old way of life, and he was raised again so that you could have eternal life, so that you could be raised to walk in the newness of life. So today, would you simply confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead? And if that happens, you'll be saved. You'll experience this new birth. You'll cross over from death to life.
Yeah.
And let me just lead us in a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to this place, taking upon yourself flesh and blood. Thank you for taking upon yourself our sins and dying in our place. Thank you that you were raised back to life so that we could be made alive together with you. And today I say thank you for that forgiveness, and I receive you and by simply believing that you are Lord and that God raised you from the dead. And so I call upon your name to save me, one who is dead in sin, so that I can experience eternal life. And I thank you for your work through your Spirit. And from this day forward, I'm going to thank you for coming to live inside of me, for coming to give me your life, for coming to make me alive together with you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray.
Well, friends, everything that Bob just said underscores the fact that when you support Basic Gospel, you're not just supporting a ministry, you're supporting a multifaceted ministry that in every way proclaims the finality of the cross of Jesus Christ in regard to sin and the reality of his resurrection and his heart's desire to share his resurrection life with you. Now, the hope of his eternal life is what Basic Gospel is here every day to proclaim, and we ask you, our listeners, to join with us to get this message out to as many people as possible by every means available. Join us, friends. Others need to hear the same good news that you hear on this program every day. So please click donate at basicgospel.net and partner with us in this gospel message. Again, you can donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, another call that came in overnight. Let's listen.
Yes, hi. I understand that Gentiles came to be presented the gospel of Jesus because apparently the Jews would not accept Christ. What happened to all the Gentiles prior to that, all the generations? I mean, do they just go to hell, or what happens with them? Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, what a great question that is. And I think we need to go back to Romans chapter 1 to really get an answer. And this is a universal answer. It crosses all of time, you know, from the beginning of time when God created mankind and after the fall. So this is truth that was there back in those days. It's truth that is here today. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them. So what truth were they suppressing? The truth about God, the knowledge that was made known to them. He says, because God has shown it to them, for his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world. So this isn't an after the cross reality. This is just real. This is just truth from the beginning of time, ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. So anyone that looks and sees that God exists and yet suppresses that truth is in rebellion toward God. Yeah. That's just the reality. And it's not like that God did not make himself known to people before the cross, right, to both Jew and Gentile alike. So we see a people of God that was formed through a bloodline, through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then the 12 tribes. And they were constituted as God's people, but they were constituted as God's people to be a blessing for the entire world. Yeah. So anyone that looked to the heavens and saw this revealed knowledge of God could find out more through the revelation that he was making of himself through this people group called Israel. Mm-hmm. And certainly there were a lot of Gentiles that understood that the God of Israel was the one true God, and they looked to him in faith. So we see a number of Gentiles that did that. Rahab the prostitute, right, being probably the most notable. She was of Gentile origin, and yet she believed God, and it was credited to her as righteousness. Yeah. When Jesus came on the scene, there were plenty of people that were Gentile, that were Samaritan, that were outside of the nation of Israel, that responded to Jesus in faith, mm-hmm, and they were made whole through their belief in him. So this gospel message has always been for the world. It's never been for just one group of people. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a mistake to say that the only reason the gospel went to the Gentiles is because Israel rejected their Messiah.
Yeah.
No, it was going to go to the Gentiles, plain and simple. Why? Because God so loved the world. That means Jew and Gentile.
Yeah.
So God had all people in mind when he sent Jesus to die on the cross and take upon himself the sins of the world, so that anyone, whether Jew or Gentile, who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
We love hearing from you, our listeners, and to each of those of you who called, thank you. Friends, if you have questions you'd like us to address and can't get to us during the live broadcast, well, leave us a voicemail overnight at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you, and again, that number is 844-322-2742. Also, to build your maturity and understanding as a child of God, we encourage you to visit our online store at basicgospel.net. You'll find books, Bible studies, CDs, DVDs, all designed to help you grow in God's grace, and you'll find it all under resources at basicgospel.net. And once again, thanks to everyone who supports this ministry with your love, your prayers, and with your gifts. And in January, when you make your gift, we'd like to say thanks for standing with us by sending you a copy of our latest CD series, The Top 10, Bob Christopher's Very Favorite Passages. You can donate now or anytime when you visit our website, basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Prominent link right on the homepage. All you need to do is click it. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.